As long as you have the system, you can just go straight for the rental. As long as you have everything in place, you don't need to go through all those other steps. Right. So that was one of the biggest takeaways for me. And then the other one is property management is huge.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, welcome to Real Grit. Say, we've got a terrific show coming up for you guys. I just want to give you a preview about what it looks like. With J.P. Kilduff spent 15 plus years in an active military career before even getting into real estate. A radio ad would play over and over and over every day. He heard it for multiple weeks in a row, and that was his entry point in. And about how he totally fell on his face, how he lost $10,000+ on his first deal, but still had the grit to continue forging forward to have tremendous success. 100+ deals now, 10+ people on staff, 3 different states. And then we go into what it takes to build his culture, how he built his culture, how he's now in multiple businesses, real estate, surrounding real estate, and then also his Airbnb model. It's not what you'd think, not these fancy properties down in Florida. He's got a totally different strategy for properties in his backyard in Florida. So tune into today's show. You're going to love this with J.P. Kilduff. Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Grit. I've got J.P. Kilduff here. Listen, he's from delinquent to the military to an investor to a serial entrepreneur and influencer. He's been in business in the real estate game for 6 years now. And today, you know, he's expanded to the spot where he's got 10+ people over 3 different states. So it's going to be a really good conversation. We're going to dive deep here. J.P., how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's good to have you here. I appreciate the time.
Yeah. I appreciate you having me. I'm glad that you reached out and we linked up and we're making this thing happen.
Yeah, it's terrific. Well, tell me, you know, we all started someplace. What was your first entry point into real estate?
Yeah, so it was back in 2016. I had been in the military for about 14 years. Wow. And I was going from being an IT, working on computers and telephones, and I went into a drill instructor position. So I started training recruits at boot camp, and it made me realize, like, I really didn't like computers at all. And coming out of the military in 20 years, I knew that I wasn't wanting to do that specifically. So I wanted to start looking for something else. And real estate was always one of those things, like, you hear about it from your dad or from your mom, or just like from, you know, the older generation of real estate creates wealth. And so I was really interested in looking into real estate. And it just so happens, right around the time that I was thinking that, there was an ad on the radio for a real estate education company. And, you know, I had heard that ad. It's funny because I lived about literally like 1 minute and 10 seconds from base, from where my office was. And within 3 weeks, I must have heard this same ad at 5 o'clock in the morning as I was going to wake up the recruits. I must have heard it at least 15 times over 3 weeks. And so finally it gets to the point, like, where it's like, all right, I've heard it enough. I'm just going to call the number so that way I can make the advertisement go away. Yeah. Great marketing strategy, right? So I called, you know, we went to a preview event, loved what I heard there, went to their 3-day, absolutely got so much value that I was like, yeah, these are the type of people that I want to align myself with when it comes to systems and, you know, just their core values. Yeah. And I ended up going into the, you know, becoming a student, the real estate education company. And then from there, man, it was just like, I hit the ground running. I'm a great student. I'm a high action taker. So, you know, I went through all the curriculum, did all the action items, did everything my coach told me, and did 8 deals my first year while I was active duty in the military training recruits.
Wow. Quite an interesting story to how to get into this business. That's great. And first, you know, I appreciate your service. So thanks so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me, right, so you get through year one, you've got 8 deals under your belt. What type of deals were they?
Yeah, so the first one was a flip that didn't go so well. I met my real estate agent probably 2 weeks into this education program. We went out and we saw 10 houses. We put offers on all 10 of them. We ended up getting one accepted 2 weeks into it. I had zero knowledge of real estate prior to that. I was crapping my pants because, you know, I implemented everything they taught me and it worked. I didn't know what to do at that point. I didn't have a contractor. I didn't have money. I didn't have anything, but I had a deal, which was great. And so it really forced me into a position where I was like, okay, I really have to step up my game on how to raise money, how to find contractors. And I got into that deal pretty easily with the offer being accepted, found the money, found the contractor. And then my contractor burned me. You know, I was at the point where it was like the roof was, he's like, all right, hey, we're going to be working on the roof. Give me your deposit for the roof, for the materials. And he ran off with that $5,000. And also at the same time, as I'm bringing in another contractor, they're telling me that the septic is bad. And I'm like, oh no, man, look, I've got the report right here from my previous contractor that the septic is good. Well, he's like, well, let's just take a look at everything on that inspection. And it just so happens like it was, he made up the inspection because he knew that I only had a certain budget. So he's like, the septic is good. Don't worry about that. But it was actually already reported bad to the city. And so $15,000 that I had to pay for.
Yep.
So I ended up losing $13,000 on my first deal, but it really, this has kind of been the story. My story in real estate is like every time I feel like I get kicked in the junk, it really just allows me to focus on what I'm going to do to get back up. And it has been a growth opportunity in my business. And so, you know, I lose $13,000 on that deal and I'm like, I need to make this up. And I go out and I get a couple of wholesales, which I wasn't even thinking about or concentrating on, but I knew I had to create quick money. And I got three wholesales within my first, within the first couple of months after that to make up for that. And then from there, I got back on the horse and got a couple more rehabs.
Wow. It's, you've got an amazing attitude. Part of your attitude and part of your ability to work through, you know, such a, what could be viewed as a terrible situation. Do you credit that to the military, to what you had to go through in order to?
Yeah. I think it was a lot of my upbringing, you know, and the military. I think through my upbringing, you know, I was a pretty bad child. You know, I roam the streets and, you know, I have a lot of street smarts and I have a lot of grit and I have a lot of determination. And so I think a lot of that from my upbringing is what I've been able to bring into the military and then the military adding on top of that and then just creating an amazing mindset going into business. Yeah.
Okay. So bring me forward, you know, 6 years, move me forward. And now you're at a spot where you've got 10 plus people, you're in three states. What's the world look like today?
Yeah, actually. So I just, coming out of COVID, we had a hell of a time with all of our rentals. You know, we had about 48 doors, only about half of them were paying. It was a $14,000 mortgage payment across all of our loans. And we were just basically, we were struggling just to make that through COVID. And so at some point I had made the determination, I'm like, yeah, you know what? New Jersey is not the best state to own rental properties. It's very tenant friendly. I'm moving to Florida because I'm retiring from the military. So I'm just going to liquidate my entire portfolio, downsize my operations, and then set up shop in Florida when I get there. And so right now we have a handful. We've got a short-term rental business as well. We do Airbnb. So now that's kind of like our main focus down here in Florida. We have a handful of those that me and my wife manage together. And we're just now starting to build back up the business here for flipping and wholesaling.
Yeah. What did you learn going through and you liquidated all the properties?
I actually liquidated my position in the portfolio to the other partners.
To somebody else. Okay. Got it there. What did you, looking back, going through those single families, building all those doors, what are your biggest, you know, 2, 3, 4 takeaways from that experience?
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing once you realize. So the biggest transition for us was, getting into that specifically was a result of we bought these six properties in this area that, again, another kick in the junk, right? We ended up not being able to sell them because the area was actually, it went stale. Like you couldn't sell anything, nothing would move. And so we're like, all right, let's turn them into rentals. And it really opened up our eyes to how much of what we do in the flip game just translates over to the rental game. Mm-hmm. And it really made us a lot more competitive when we were submitting our offers, because it's less of a rehab and the exit strategy is just a little different. And we didn't realize the rental market that we had right in our backyard. Yeah. And so that was like our biggest takeaway, is like, man, okay, so we already know how to actually get into the rental game. You know, there's this huge, people typically say like the path to rentals is like you wholesale to get money to yeah. pay for a flip, and then you take the profits from a flip to get a rental. And it was like, what that made me realize is like, you don't even need to do that. Like, as long as you have the system, like you can just go straight for the rental. As long as you have everything in place, you don't need to go through all those other steps. Correct. So that was one of the biggest takeaways for me. And then the other one is like property management is huge, man. Like we slept on property management, and like, even though we did a lot to really vet the people for property management, we didn't do enough. And there's not enough property managers out there that actually provide a full-blown service, you know, from like basically turnkey, hands-off approach. Yep. And for you to still be able to make a lot of profit. And so there was a time there actually when I almost started a property management company, because I just couldn't find what I was looking for. And I think that just comes down to like, if you're looking to get into the rental game, like definitely spend just as much time researching property managers as you are like looking into your market and your contractors, because the property manager, man, like that is the key to actually. Dude, yeah. I mean,
the old saying is real estate is easy, people's hard, and property management is nothing but people, and then their system instructions on the backside. And it is easy for them to tell you what you want to hear and then never
exactly.
deliver.
Exactly. Yep. 100%.
It's real bumpy out there. I hear that from a multitude of people in any given market on single families. They're anything but passive.
100%. Yeah. And yeah. I think after about a year of it, we were able to go through a couple of different property managers right. until we actually found, our best property manager was on all of our D and F properties that we were picking up in Pennsylvania. Like they were the best, man. Like all we did was we got a check every quarter from them, and we never heard from them. And you would think that those would be the ones that would be, you know, hitting us up the most, but they were good, dude. They were good.
But they specialize in there. They have to know how the thing works, right? It's the people who specialize in A properties and then they get a B. They have no idea what to do.
Yeah, exactly. All they're doing is relaying messages at that point to us. And I'm like, no, that's not the way this is supposed to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're not another email service.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yep. No, totally been there, done that. All right. So you're in three states now. What's today's operations look like? What are you guys doing in terms of, you know, fix, rehab, wholesale, short-term rentals? What does it look like?
Yeah. So the majority of what we're doing, obviously, so creative financing is a huge piece to the way that we're going about this. And so I would say the biggest thing is, you know, going from cash offers, yep. you know, we can make a cash offer, yep. but obviously that's not what people are looking for. I mean, that's what they want, but they like the cash, but they don't like the price. And so,
what they want is to sell their home.
For sure.
And you provide them a multitude of strategies or options to be able to do so.
So right now the thing that we're getting the best traction on is really just kind of approaching it like, hey, listen, like you have a goal of getting a certain price and selling your home. Awesome. We'd love to give you that price so that way you can check your box and say, I've met my goal. We have a goal of picking up properties and then turning them around and turning them into short-term rentals and just cash flowing on that property. So I tell them, I'm like, I don't care what I pay for your property. Mm-hmm. I'll give you what you're asking as long as you do it on my terms, right? So if you can hold the note and I can pay you back in an amount that actually allows me to be able to create cash flow, like that's all I'm looking for. So you get your price, I get my cash flow. As long as we can come to terms, then we can do a deal. And I think for most people, man, like when they hear that, they're like, wait a minute. So what's the catch?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, there's no catch. Like you get to become the bank. You get to, you know, you get everything that you want, and I get to lock in a property at today's prices, knowing that in 10 years, like when I'm going to right. cash them out, like it's going to appreciate, rents are going to go up. So my cash flow is going to continue to keep increasing. So that's really allowed us to have a lot of great conversations, lock down some properties and add them to our short-term rental portfolio.
Are you doing any sub-2s?
Yeah. So we do have a lawyer that is specialized in sub two. Mm-hmm. We, most of the time, the sellers that we're working with, they don't want to do a sub two. So the ones that we've worked with, they, you know, they actually satisfy the mortgage and then they just become the bank.
You say straight seller carrybacks, traditional seller financing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. RealGritVault.com. Ever been on the show who's brought everything? It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. Yeah, no, that's great. Talk to me about the short-term rentals. What are the pros and cons? How do you set these properties up? You got to go provide furniture. How do you manage them? What's that world look like?
Yeah. So we actually got into short-term rentals by doing the rental arbitrage method, right? And so that was just like for us to be able to get our feet wet in the space and also create systems around that. And it was great. And so the biggest thing for us is like, you know, once you get into it, you have to understand like, all right, you know, you can look on Airbnb and just like the rental market, there's C and D properties right. In the rental market. The same thing happens on Airbnb. And so for us, it's, or at least for me specifically, it's always about the numbers, right? Like I'm not necessarily worried about the experience from an Airbnb perspective. If I can do a little less, charge a little less, and still make the same amount of profit, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. And so for us, it's just looking at what our competition is, mm-hmm. going on Facebook Marketplace and grabbing all the furniture that we can for as cheap as we can, as long as it's in great condition, furnishing the properties, getting really great pictures. And then really the number one thing for us, for our key to success, is our cleaner. A lot like the property manager, the cleaner for us is the one that goes in there and they, as long as they're fully trained on what our system, our check-in, our check-out, our cleaning, all the inventory, all the quarterly maintenance, like the cleaner is like 90% of our business. They're the ones that always have eyes on the property. And at this point, all we really do is just kind of manage the guest communications. So, dude, it's just like, that's kind of like my MO, man. Like I go in, I find, all right, let's start this business. I do something one or two times and I'm like, how can we automate this?
Yeah.
Right. And so finding a tool, putting the tool in place to automate it. So that way you can go out and grow and scale it.
Yeah, no, that's great. A couple questions there. I want to go back to rental arbitrage, just for the audience's sake. I'll define it. Maybe you chime in here. It's where you essentially just go rent a property. Right. You rent a property from somebody and you're going to turn into a short-term rental and you're going to lease it to someone else or someone's else, other people at a different rate. You know, and the delta is the arbitrage.
Yep. Right. Exactly. And what's really cool about it, it's very marketable actually to mm-hmm. once you can get a landlord to understand that you as a short-term rental tenant are way better for them than a long-term renter because, you know, the upkeep of the property is extremely important. You know, we're professionally cleaning it. And so it's like, we're taking care of the property way better than a long-term renter. And it's getting less use because most people, when they go on vacation, they come, they drop their bags and they go to the beach or the Space Center or Orlando. And so it's like the house actually isn't getting used as much. And so it's actually really good. Once you can figure out how to position yourself to these landlords, it's like almost, you know, they're like, oh, why would I say no? But they just got to get over not ever having heard that before, you know?
Yep, exactly right. So when I think of Florida on short-term rentals, I think of something on the beach, this whole like sprawling giant, kind of big giant house, expensive. And what I hear you saying is that we're all people. We all come from different walks of life. We all need different price points, and Airbnb is no different.
100%. Yep.
Yeah. And you just serve, you know, a different market. Just doesn't need all those things.
Yeah. I mean, so for us, like our main niche is 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,000-square-foot home, you know, maybe one or two families coming in that want to save some money. And really the house is just a place for them to stay, not an experience. Yeah. And they don't have to pay and stay in a hotel. So, you know, we meet those core needs.
Yeah. No, that's great. Looking forward, where are you guys headed?
Really, it's, you know, we want to pick up like 10 to 15 short-term rentals a year and just really beef up our short-term rental business. I mean, we've got a hell of a system in place. We got a great team with the cleaners. And so we have everything we need. It's just about adding more properties.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to your team. You've got a core group of folks. What's the culture like in your business?
Yeah, that's actually a really, really great question, because it's one of the things that I think that sets us apart is the culture. And I picked it up from the real estate education company that I went through. Is like, culture was really big to them. And then obviously coming from the military, culture is really big in the military, correct, right? And so I was able to take all of that and really just kind of boil it down to a couple of key things. And all the businesses that I'm running, like the culture, the core values, the mission statement, the philosophy, like that's what people buy into, right? Yeah. And it's like when you create that and you live that, then people just want to be a part of that. And so I think that that's actually a really great question. And it's oftentimes overlooked, because sometimes it can be corny or cheesy or just like, you know, people are like, oh, why do you even need that? But I really believe like to create like something that's going to be long lasting, and you're going to get people that stay on your team. Like that's a really, really big part of it. And so our culture very much is like people over profits. Right. Mm-hmm. And yep. Again, cheesy, right? Like you probably heard it everywhere. And so, you know, like it's always about our people first, yeah, whether it's the people internally or the people that we're working with, sellers, contractors, agents, like it's always people first. And then we will do profits, you know, after that.
Well, you're right. You do hear it a lot, but it's where the rubber meets the road. Do you actually live it? Because mm-hmm. the people buy in when they, there's a statement, and then it's actually true.
How yeah. You so it. I think like, tell me if you've ever seen this. Somebody's willing to take less to go work at a company where they're going to enjoy the people, enjoy the product,
guaranteed,
and enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
Yes.
And so when you talk about bottom line profit,
yes,
you've got to create something like that. So that way people can come in, they'll take less, and they're still A-level players, right? And they understand that they're going to get valued as such, and that there's going to be opportunities for them to be able to get like whatever bonuses or just like growth, right? Because a lot of times it's like we provide way more than just a paycheck. We provide personal and professional growth. And, you know, a lot of people that come in, like one of the first things I tell them is like, hey, I'm so glad that you're here. I hope that this is just a stepping stone for you to get to where you truly want to go. And it's my goal to help you get there. Right. And so it's correct. Like, I don't want to be anybody's final resting place. You know what I mean? Like I want this to be a place where they get to learn and expand and grow and become the best version of themselves. So that way they can go out and create for themselves, man, because entrepreneurship is where it's at.
Yep. No, that's wonderful. Speaking of that, I know you run other businesses. Do you have anything that's real estate adjacent?
Oh my gosh. So
maybe they're all real estate adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like the guy who has an oil field, right? Like he finds the oil and then like at some point he's like, well, let me just buy the truck instead of paying for it. Let me just buy the warehouse instead of paying. Like, so it's like, let me just buy everything. And so vertical that's kind of like, exactly. And so that's kind of the way that we've approached it. You know, so I've got a social media management company for real estate investors. I also have a skip tracing company, Best Skip Tracer. We provide skip tracing to some of the largest real estate education companies and CRMs that a lot of your listeners probably use, and they don't even know that we're the provider. And so, you know, just those two alone, those two services right there were one of the, like, I was paying for it. I didn't like the serve. I didn't like the pricing. I didn't like the quality. I didn't like the customer service. And I'm like, I can take what I built here in Anchored Homes with the culture and all that, take the logo off, put another logo on, and then now I've got myself a product that's highly marketable. And because of the core values and the culture, man, like it's really, those things have taken off.
No, that's tremendous. Well, wonderful. Give me that skip trace one more time.
Yeah, it's Best Skip Tracer.
Best skip tracer. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you see a polar bear, that's Skippy the Bear, you're on the right site.
Yeah, there you go. I see it on the mic there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Skippy right there.
There you go.
And it's a profit. It's a profits for a purpose. So it's a for purpose business, right? So it was actually one of those things, like as I was creating something like beyond what I was creating for the people of the company, I'm like, what can I create and have my kids watch and see that like it's not just about making money. It's about making change and making an impact, and then also being able to make money while you do it. And so, you know, we made Best Skip Tracer is a for-purpose company. We take a lot of our profits and we donate it to Polar Bears International. We gave my daughter the opportunity, like, all right, what should our mascot be? And she loves panda bears. And she actually went with the polar bear. And so that's how Skippy was born. My daughter got to pick it.
Love it. Love it. Well, serious. I want to move on to the final segment, what I call four impact.
Four for impact.
Your favorite quote, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Henry Ford said it. What about that resonates most with you?
Yeah, I think mindset is a huge, huge piece in real estate investing, right? Because you can learn all the systems, you can have all the tools, but really the number one thing that really stops people or allows them to be able to get beyond the challenges is their mindset. Yeah. And so I think the story we tell ourselves is extremely important, because our external world is just a reflection of the voices inside of our head. And so I think that's why that resonates with me.
What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
Fear of failure. Mm. Fear of failure. I think that as a society, we have been groomed and programmed to be fearful of failure, rather than looking at failure as like growth and feedback and being able to pivot and adjust and just gain the learnings from that and turn that into something positive. So I think that people just have a true fear of failure.
Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
My kids, my family, I've got three. I've got an 18-year-old boy that just graduated.
Cool.
And it's actually pretty funny. We tried for about 6 months to get him into real estate. We documented the whole thing. And for him, he just didn't like the idea of getting up super early and having the responsibility of being an entrepreneur. So that didn't work out yet, although I think it will eventually. And then I've got twin girls that are 12 years old.
You're busy.
Yeah, man.
What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
I would say it used to be kids sports as my kids were growing up. I used to love coaching all my kids' teams. And now I think it's more about I have a huge passion for kids. And so I'm a big brother in the Big Brother and Big Sisters program. You know, I volunteer as much as I can into the schools. And I also have a mindset and performance coaching business. And we actually go into schools and churches and we do presentations around mindset for youth.
That's great. For people who want to connect with you, they want to follow you, they want to learn more, where should they go? What should they do?
Yeah. So on social media, it's at jpkilduff.me across all social platforms. And, you know, if you connect with me there, you'll see what I'm doing in the mindset and performance space, the real estate space, the social medias. I mean, like everything that we have going on. So that's at jpkilduff.me.
Perfect. We'll make sure we get that link in the show notes here below for everybody.
Awesome.
JP, I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up and come on. You've got an amazing story about serving your country for many years, now retired, and then, you know, just how you got into real estate and really the killer mentality, the mindset you have to be able to fight through anything that comes your way to get the next step, the next level for yourself. What a great story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share the story with your listeners.
No, it's my pleasure. For everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must-answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving the passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register. It's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.